Baltimore lawmakers have tried and failed to ban or highly reduce plastic bag use 8 times over the course of the last decade. Now, there is another plastic bag ban bill on the city council's docket, and supporters say the 9th time could be the charm. WYPR's Emily Sullivan has more.
City lawmakers came close to passing a ban in 2014. With the support of then-council president, now mayor, Jack Young, the council passed a plastic bag ban measure. But the mayor at the time, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, vetoed it.
This is a different council, and this is a different mayor than have ever taken up this topic before. This issue has been raised at least once each session in the last 4 different terms of the council. And for 3 of those terms, most of the council was the same.
That's Councilman Bill Henry. He's the lead sponsor of the bill. And, he says, this council will be the one to see it become law.
The overwhelming majority of the members of this council have not taken up this issue before. And this mayor has not been mayor at a time when we took up this issue before. And that's why I believe this time it will actually happen.
The bill would ban plastic checkout bags at any retailer in Baltimore, like small grocers or clothing stores. Instead, customers would pay a 5-cent fee for a paper bag or another plastic alternative. 4 cents would go to city environmental efforts. A penny would go to the business. And people who pay with low-income food benefits, like SNAP, wouldn't pay the fee. The goal of reducing plastic waste got broad support from those who spoke at yesterday's public hearing, including from some small business owners. Dennis Sorn, the owner of Eddie's Market in Mount Vernon, is one of several business owners who said they aren't happy with how the 5-cent fee would be distributed.
First of all, I completely agree with the ban. Love Mother Earth. I want my grandchildren's children to enjoy a healthy earth.
But, he says, paper bags cost 8 times as much as plastic ones.
Times 8 is too much for us to absorb. We're just little guys. We're not Whole Foods owned by Amazon.
Jerry Gordon, the owner of Eddie's Market in Charles Village, agrees.
I don't understand why, if the city is going to force me to spend more money, they're going to take a share of the money. I should be getting all that money.
So what would have to happen to this bill for you two to support it?
I would like to see us keep the 5-cent fees in total.
Henry says the council is discussing the 5-cent fee. They might divvy up a greater portion to business owners or increase the fee altogether. Environmental activists throughout the city and state say the plastic bag ban is badly needed, including those who manage the interceptor that collects trash at the Inner Harbor, nicknamed Mr. Trash Wheel.
Mr. Trash Wheel collects about 90,000 plastic bags every single year. This legislation will drastically reduce the amount of plastic bags we're pulling out of the harbor.
That's Adam Lindquist, the director of the Waterfront Partnership of Baltimore's Healthy Harbor Initiative.
We have a goal of making the harbor safe for swimming and fishing, and one of the big problems in Baltimore Harbor is too much trash and litter.
Lindquist says a plastic bag ban could help achieve that. The bill has a few more legislative hurdles to clear before it could be signed into law. If signed, the ban would take effect 1 year later, in October 2020 at the earliest. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.